is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jets Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Coach, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm wore out from Saturday. Change of pace, man. I'm missing a day of rest.
I understand. Yeah, this past week was the annual Florida-Georgia Border Wars.
Yep.
Six Georgia high school teams against six Florida teams, and Georgia won 4-2 this week.
Was it 4-2?
4-2, and we were part of the four victories.
I know it was 2-2 going into our game, and we made it 3-2. And then after us,
it's Coffee County, I believe, playing.
Coffee played the other Friday.
Okay, they won.
Yeah, they beat Bowles, and then. I think Brunswick played after us, didn't they?
Well, they had the late game. There was a 4 o'clock game. I thought it was Coffee or
Richmond Hill.
Yeah, Richmond
Hill won that game.
They won.
And so it was
Brunswick High lost.
4-3, not 4-2, 4-3.
And Brunswick High lost.
Yep. Because Charlton lost.
Brunswick High lost.
Fitzgerald lost and Brunswick High. So it was 4-3 again.
4-3. Okay. The radio had it wrong.
Yeah. Heard that this morning, too, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Anyway, we played West Nassau out of Callahan, Florida, again, and it was a 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon game. Rain was scheduled, but the only thing y'all got was heat.
It was pretty warm.
It was. I missed it. I have twin granddaughters born on the same day, and my daughter decided to have a little party for
so
them.
To get her priorities straight.
And so I missed the football. However, I did have a source at the game that was texting us the scores, so I was very, very happy to see how the posting went, and the Buccaneers came away with a great 18-0 victory. So, Coach, get into it and tell us how it went.
Well, we knew that they were a much improved team from last year. They beat Charlton County. So we got, they got a new coach, new staff. They're running a scheme. They've got a philosophy. Coach Gunnar Cox is trying to change the culture there. So they were much improved. They've had a few move-ins. A big running back we were concerned with. And he did. He ran hard. So we knew that they were going to come after us. We'd beat them pretty good last year.
Right.
So in the first little series, I had planned to be really physical with them and run the Ernest McIntosh quite a bit and then throw the play action and counter with the wingbacks. Ernest went out on the first offensive series. So we were scrambling as to who the workhorse was going to be. We just kind of ran a balanced load. We only scored 2 offensive touchdowns. We had 2 two-point conversions, so we had 16 points offensively and a safety, which made it 18. We had 2 drives for scores, and then we had 2 drives with no points. One ended inside the 5. Later, we got a safety from it.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was the last drive of the fourth quarter. We ate up there was 7 minutes and 35 seconds left when we got the ball. When we gave it back to them in their red zone, they had 11 seconds. So we consumed that clock.
That's a great drive.
Yes, it was.
That's Buccaneer football right there. We have seen some 10-minute drives out of your teams, too. And and since they've posted the clock at the end of the end zones, I've noticed our quarterbacks, let's get it on down there before we run the play, and we've eaten up 10 minutes before at times.
I sure did.
Well, that was a great win. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, it's unfortunate that we lost our young running back in that first series. How did statistically, I know we shut them out. Statistically, how'd we do offensively, yardage?
We only had about 145 yards offense. We had a lot of penalties. We had 14 penalties Friday.
Oh.
Most we've had in a long time. We've got to address, that's the big thing to address today. A lot of motion penalties. So we've got to get that worked out. So we had 140-something yards. We had MJ Quarterman had a catch for 19. Neil was two of six. Brett was 0-for-1. We actually almost completed a touchdown to Neo. Brett threw it about 1 inch too short. The kid had a fingertip, a middle finger on it. And then Neo hit Demarion McNear for a corner route on a fourth down play in their territory for a touchdown for a 40-something yard gain.
Oh, my goodness. That's
so
great.
The penalties hurt us most of the game. We spent most of the night first and 15, first and 25.
You get behind the chains like that, it really does.
That 14 penalties was insane. That was crazy. So offensively, we didn't perform real well except for four drives, four possessions. The rest of the possessions were awful. Defensively, we played as well as we played. We gave them 26 yards rushing and 60 yards passing. And about 30 of that came on one play. So they had 86 yards total offense.
Wow. They didn't have very many first downs, did they?
Had eight first downs, but that's all right. I'm just kind of challenging that if they had eight.
Well, I mean, you know, you get two a quarter, that's eight. So that's not moving the ball very well. Defensively, who were your standouts there?
Well, the player of the game was Nehemiah West, Neo.
Yeah.
He had a touchdown, running touchdown,
uh-huh,
a two-point conversion, a throwing touchdown, six tackles and two assists on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he was player of the game. But the defensive line were the standouts for the most part in the ball game. I think our line combined for five or six sacks, four or five tackles for loss. They controlled the line of scrimmage for the most part. And then what we call our 50 backers, our stack backers, Andrew Roberson and Jalen Ellison, did a really good job as well.
That's great. That's great. It looks like your defense has improved from last year. Of course, you've got some of these kids that played for you last year, and they're...
Yeah, we knew that we had a chance to be special this year defensively because we had so many kids back. Wasn't a great, huge number, but we had six to seven back. Offensively, we knew we were going to struggle a bit. And sure enough, if you look at the stats from this time last year to now, the same time comparison, we're better defensively. We're not as good offensively. So this week's going to be a challenge to see if we can get a little better offensively. We can't step backwards. I felt like we stepped backwards Friday with the penalties. Other than that, we executed pretty well.
Okay. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Well, Coach, let's talk about those drives. We had, you said, four good drives. Two of them turned out in touchdowns. So go ahead and start us out with that first drive for a touchdown.
All right, so one of the things that stood out, our offense was sputtering quite a bit Saturday, and defense was on fire. Our special teams were on fire, which I think was a large difference in the ball game because West Nassau was playing well enough defensively to win. So we had the ball first, and we had to punt, and we crushed one deep inside their territory, 61-yard punt. I think was how far – I'm not – anyway, I may be getting his punts mixed up. He had a 41-yard, he crushed a couple. So we pin them pretty deep, and they punt a bad – make a bad punt. We get the ball deep in their territory, and we get in our Wildcat, and on third down, I believe, Neo broke one to the left and made a guy miss tackle, went in the end zone. We got the two-point conversion. And then the next, we actually were driving the ball pretty good. We went all the way down into inside the five. I thought we were going to score, but man, you're talking about some missed opportunities. On the first down, we ran a power play to the left side and ran the wrong hole. So we got stopped short. Instead of walking in the end zone, we had a 2-yard gain.
Okay.
Got the ball down to about the three. Then the second play from scrimmage, we missed a block and got hit in the backfield.
Oh, boy.
Next play from scrimmage, I went back to the power where it was wide open, and we missed the block this time and got tackled again.
Okay.
So at fourth down, we got in our real heavy set and wanted to go in the end zone, and we've got a hole. But we had one player block the wrong way, went the wrong direction. The player that's supposed to be in his area went too far. And so we left a hole the size of a couch you could walk through, and the linebacker came through and made a play in the backfield on fourth down. But they they had the ball on there too. And we could hit them for a safety the next play.
On first down?
Yep, on first down, we got a safety.
That's great.
That was right. Yeah, it had to be in. So right in that series anyway, I think first down, when Brandon Fowler hit him, broke into the backfield, and got a safety. So we're up 10-0. And then we had a drive in the third quarter, Harold, that was massive. And we got down, almost stalled out again. And Neo, we called a mirrored play, where what that means is the routes are the same on the right and same on the left. And one of our linemen missed a block, and so it pushed Neo to the right side of the offense, which was the wide side of the field, where we had a little 6-yard hitch route and a corner end zone route. And the corner route had beaten the one-on-one coverage. Corner was late, safety was late over the top, and we hit him for a touchdown. It was Neo to Demarion McNear.
That's great. That's great.
And Lorenzo Reed hit the two-point conversion.
So that was the scoring for the ball game right there.
That was scoring, and then some of the coaches like, Coach, we need a ball control drive. There's 7 minutes, 35 seconds. Let's not let them have the ball. And they moved the ball a little bit, hit a couple passes. And so we drove it 7 minutes and 24 seconds. Didn't score again. And they had 11 seconds to get 18 points, and that didn't happen.
That's good. That's good. That's exciting. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, how about who were your stalwarts on the defensive line this week?
Well, we were without Derek Irons. Derek was injured in a ATV accident, and we're hoping to get him back in a few weeks. So Javonte Cummings, Anthony Jackson, and Brandon Fowler had breakout games. They did really well.
That's good.
And then Wayne McLenathan and Dawson Hassler came in and gave them a little rest. And the whole defense really played well. You had Jalen Dallas on the outside edge with Lorenzo Reed on the other edge. And then our three linebackers and secondary capped off anything that came through. Coverage was great. Defense really, really played well.
That's good. Well, we're going to talk about the upcoming game, and this defense needs to step up again for that one. Yeah. We'll get to that one in the next segment. I know we graduated a lot from the offensive line. How are these younger players stepping up on the offensive line for you?
When they execute their block, we're pretty good. But we're missing too many. I'm not talking about just not a good block. I'm talking about whiffs. Hey, look out, I missed him. we're missing some of those. And that can't happen. With what we do, you've got to at least get in their way.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I looked at multiple plays this weekend on film where we just plain out miss somebody. Whether it be just a bad angle, whether it be just a totally missed block, we just didn't do very well.
Well, football fans know that blocking doesn't necessarily mean putting a man on his back. It means getting in the way so he can't make the tackle. And yep. And whiffs don't help a bit with that. But I know y'all will get it ironed out. The season's young. We got a lot of games to go and a lot of practices to go, and I know y'all will work it out. Talk about special teams. You mentioned right off the bat that that first punt was a monster.
Yeah, he had a 61-yard punt and averaged 41 over four punts. So if we can flip a field like that, that's pretty good.
That is very good.
So that was Jalen Dallas. All the snaps from Dawson Hassler, you know, our nationally ranked long snapper. They were
right.
Pretty good. They popped back there quick. There was no chance to block a punt. And then Brandon Fowler kicked. All of his kickoffs were touchbacks in the end zone. They rolled, but they were nonetheless they were touchbacks.
They got past the
yeah, they were on fire about neck high.
Nothing wrong with that.
They hit line drive, but they literally went to the end zone.
Well, that's good. That's good. That means they start on the 20 instead of at the 30 or 40.
Yeah.
Makes them drive the field. Well, that's good, Coach. How are we doing looking for kicking extra points? I know you've been working
every week, and I thought about trying it for a Saturday, but we never got a lead toward that I wanted. So we were 2 for 2 with 2-point conversions.
That's you can't argue with that.
No,
that really puts the pressure on the other team once you make one of those, because now they think they've got to try that, and if they don't, now they're 2 points further behind.
It was, honestly, it was a game time decision Friday or Thursday, I believe. Both of our kickers did really well at practice. Jeremy Carey, who's learning first year football player, he didn't miss an extra point, and Brandon Fowler didn't miss an extra point. But in the warm up Saturday, I don't know if they hit any. I'm kind of being facetious, kidding, but there was a lot of those that were missed, and
well,
I just wasn't comfortable yet putting them in that scenario. But it's coming. We're going to be able to kick it.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, got three games done. We're 2-1, and we got a big game coming up this Friday night, Lanier County, and we travel over to Lakeland, Georgia. For those who don't know, Lanier County, small county, right over there beside Clinch and Eccles County and Atkinson. They play in a tough region over there, and we got them last year, but they're an improved team. Tell us what we can expect out of Lanier County.
Lanier's a quarterback special. He's a good ball player. He's only a sophomore and does a really good job with his feet and with throwing the ball. He's a true dual-threat quarterback, and they're not afraid to run him, so he's an issue. They have a wide receiver that's got 4 Division I offers. So, largely, that's why they're sitting 3-0 and you know, present a big obstacle for us.
Well, can we contain him?
Yeah, we're going to make a challenge for our defense, and their defensive staff is probably going man alive. This McIntosh team doesn't play basketball on grass; they hit you in the mouth with their run game. So they're probably worried about our run game and our physicality, our speed. you know, they're probably saying, I hope they have another week off offensively. Yeah. So we need to start taking some steps forward offensively.
Well, we want the defense to continue to improve too. I mean, they played an outstanding game last week, but
yeah,
we've got to stop these guys in their tracks.
I don't necessarily think New York can drive the ball on us, you know, possession after possession, but their big play potential scares me. You know, us pinning them up and letting big pass play go over, the quarterback breaks loose, you know, something like that.
What kind of an offense are they going to run?
Oh, they're spread. They're up tempo type spread game.
Up tempo. So they're nickel and diming you to death with short passes and
a lot of home run type balls, you know, deep balls, RPOs,
yeah,
quarterback runs, quarterback just breaking like two of their best plays this last game. One of them was on a fumble. Quarterback picked it up and ran it 40, 50 yards.
Wow.
And technically, you say, well, we should have had that play, but they made something out of it. So we're going to have to play. We can't sleep on them.
No, and you got to go till the whistle blows, too, on those kind of things.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we had one of our young players Saturday. The horn blew on the last play of the half.
Yeah.
He just stopped. He could have had a quarterback sack. He just stopped. But it was – he's young. And
didn't know.
Just got confused. So he knows now. I think after all the coaches spoke with him and kids, he probably tired of hearing it.
Well, I don't know if folks watched any of the pro games, but in the Jaguars game, there was a fumble, and one of the offensive players got the ball and just stood there with it. No whistle had blown, and a defensive player came, knocked it out, and another one picked it up and ran it for a touchdown.
He probably got made fun of.
Yeah.
Especially in a pro room.
I'm not going to name names. I knew who the guy was. And he had played for my alma mater, so, you know, that was an embarrassing moment. But anyway, things happen in games, and you learn from those mistakes. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What kind of defense are we going to see from Lanier?
Harold, defensively, they've been an odd front, which is a lot of people would call a 5-2, but it's a 3-4 in today's games.
Yeah.
But they've gone to a 40 front, 4-2-5, 4-3. Type stuff, so we're expecting a little mixture of both.
That's to try to confuse our offensive linemen, isn't it?
It
our
is.
Blocking schemes, yeah.
Sure is.
How do you prepare for that, Coach?
Well, the main thing we're going to have to start doing is IDing who we block, and we're going to do a better job of calling double teams on the line of scrimmage. And our backs have got to, when we motion those backs, they're either getting the ball or blocking.
Right.
And when you motion, it's not for the fun of it for you to go run up the field and look at your mama. You're supposed to block somebody.
Especially if the ball's coming your way.
Yes, we're going to do a better job starting today of knowing who we block. So those guys are going to get a pretty good workout on that.
That's good. That's good. Does Lanier County have anybody that do you see any what does their special teams look like? They got a good punter, a good kickoff field goal man,
slightly below average. They don't have anybody who can kick it in the end zone, but he does a good job of kicking that cross the field pooch kick.
Yeah.
Punter's 25-30 yard average, just average. The field goal kicker now is not a bad kid. I saw him kick a decent field goal in the last ball game, so we've got to be aware of that.
Yep. Got to keep them back. Well, that means extra points. If they score, they're probably going to get those. Well, so Lanier County is going to be a big challenge for us offensively and defensively. And some folks probably, when they saw them on the schedule, were saying, well, this is a guaranteed win. But I'm looking at our schedule. I don't see any guaranteed wins. No. Maybe one or two that we should –
Lanier,
win easily, but this is not one.
Ranked in the top 10 when we play them Friday.
Yeah.
You know, they're undefeated. You know how the computer models do. If you're undefeated, you get rewarded.
Yeah, you do. Doesn't matter who you played.
No. Doesn't matter that you've shut two opponents out and given up 14 points to a playoff 6A team. So.
Where do we rank in the state right now, Coach?
I think our consensus ranking was 8th last week.
Okay.
But we won and went down one in max preps. So that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
I you know what? I don't worry about the rankings anymore because they don't mean a thing.
No.
You know, you play the games on the field, and that's where it counts.
Yeah, if rankings mattered, then wouldn't have to play, would it?
No, I wouldn't. They'd go ahead and pick the champion right out the gate. Well, we're on the road again next week at Lanier, and then the week after, we're on the road again to Bradwell.
Yep.
And then we finally get to come home at the end of the month, and we've got Atkinson County. So I guess that's
true. That'd probably be a big crowd.
Should be. They'll be excited to be home.
Yeah.
And then we go on the road again to Jenkins County. You got a bunch of tough games in here. And
yeah,
it's,
that Jenkins game could be for a home playoff position in the region standings.
Yeah.
Unless something crazy happens, they're probably going to be 6-0 going into that game.
That will be a big game.
5-0, 6-0, something, whatever that is. They've got a good ball team, and they're going to remember that 4 overtime loss from last year, so we better go play.
We better. Better be ready right off the gate. Well, Coach, that was a great win this past Saturday. Day game. I know your kids are hope they got some rest because today is practice day and one day off.
It's a little draining. You go as a coach, you lose a day of rest. Really, my whole career, I made a habit to let my staff rest on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So we didn't get that opportunity. Even though we went home early Friday, you still had to work that day, you had to practice that day. So Saturday, by the time, before I got my adrenaline wired down, it was 10:30. I'm wired the rest of the evening. Home, I'm yelling at Texas and Alabama on the screen. So then yesterday, we got some rest on Sunday, but we also had to come in and meet. So we're dragging a little bit today.
You got to make a game plan. You got a tough game coming up.
And we lose a day of healing with the varsity.
Yep. Well, Coach, great win. And we'll be back next week to talk about the victory over Lanier County. So let's get them and let's go Bucks.
Go Bucks.